ABC Radio Australia.
Tonga will launch the centenary tournament today to mark 100 years of rugby union in the country. The event will feature 8 men's 15s teams and 8 women's 7 teams, coming 4 of those coming from Tonga Tapu and 1 from each of the outer islands. As well as a celebration, the games will also feature a Tonga-wide talent search, aiming to identify players who might represent the Ikale Tahi or Moana Pacifica in the future. At a cost of around $500,000, though, the tournament won't be cheap. Peter Harding, Tonga Rugby Union's chief executive, spoke to Richard Ewart.
It's been a fantastic effort, this, because it's been organised and is being run by board members. So they're up to their elbows in the work at the moment. World Rugby's put a fair chunk of funding in to make sure this goes well, and the government has put a fair chunk of funding in as well. So what we really have is everyone getting involved and assisting to make sure this goes as well as it possibly can. Hopefully we will run a very successful tournament. We can reflect on it and we can have a look at where we are and take stock.
The fact that everyone's pulling together to make this tournament happen, is that indicative that people generally involved in rugby in Tonga now are all pulling in the same direction, or is there still a little bit of work to be done on that?
There's always work to be done. Like, if people are pulling in different directions, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that people have different opinions. Well, I think everybody wants to see the best you can possibly get for Tonga rugby. While there's a little bit of differing opinion now and again, what we want to do is make sure that we come out at the end with the best product possible. What we've got here now, if you look at it, is we're really trying to build a pathway. And we've had 2 good tournaments, one in Vava'u and one in Tonga Tapu this year. This is a centenary. And by the time this finishes, we'll have every senior player and every high school player or high school senior profiled by the end of the year. So we'll have a very, very good indication of who's here and who's going well. There's also an under-16 tournament on at the moment as well, run by the ministry. So we're profiling all the under-16 players as well. So it's going to add significant depth and weight to what we're doing with our pathway. So we'll know everybody who's here. And then, as I said, that'll make a real contribution to our understanding of it.
So as well as a celebration and a festival of rugby, this is basically an island-wide talent spotting exercise. Would that be fair?
This has been going on all our year. Samisi Fanua and Joe Fafita, our head of performance and our head analyst, have been working to make sure that everyone's profiled. We're using a system called Sports Guard to register all these players with all their details, all their metrics. And I would imagine that it is a talent spotting exercise. You know, like when people have been selected for a lot of things previously, there hasn't been this depth of knowledge of what they're actually doing in games or what their actual physical capacities are. So when we do select Tongarea and under 20s and people for the academy, which we hopefully set up next year, we'll have intimate knowledge of each of the players. So we'll be able to pick the best players regardless. Everything we're doing at the moment is basically talent spotting. No matter where people are in the world, we've got people everywhere looking for players. And this particular tournament, the centenary tournament, is going to have all the best players in 8 teams playing each other. So it's going to be a great exercise for us because it'll be an increase in intensity from the local comps.
And as far as the men's game is concerned, could this exercise, this talent spotting countrywide, lead to 1 or 2 players who might be pointed in the direction of Moana Pacifica? I mean, have they been in touch with you at the Tongan Rugby Union? Because after all, that's what's supposed to be happening, isn't it?
We have calls with Moana. We're working out a pathway to the Moana Pacifica. We had another call with the islands the other day on how we can play each other and present players for selection towards Moana Pacifica. We have another call next week. It's a fortnightly call. And we're working together to make sure that the next generation of Moana Pacifica players are recognised well ahead of time and that they identify them as early as possible and start to contribute towards Tonga and Samoa, towards these people's developments. Yeah. And it's going very well at the moment.
Would that tend to suggest that, therefore, that perhaps in season 1, Tongan players who feature are likely to be New Zealand-based, but maybe season 2, season 3, some would come through from the islands? Is that what you would hope for?
That's our intention. And logically, you can't just take a kid from the islands and stick them straight into a Moana Pacifica program because there's a difference in levels. That's what our project is doing now. We're working out what the metrics are in local games and what they are in training, comparing them to Super Rugby, for example. We'll find a gap and there'll be a gap analysis. And then what we'll be attempting to do here is to bridge that gap through training and through increasing the ability of the coaches and then the type of rugby they're playing in games. COVID's got a lot to do with what's happening in rugby at the moment. So logically, you look at Moana Pacifica, moving players around is very difficult at the moment. So they are tending to concentrate on players that are based in New Zealand. They've still got to get a squad out on the pitch. It'll be a good squad, but it's just the way it is with COVID at the moment.
That was Peter Harding, CEO of the Tongan Rugby Union, on the line from Nuku'alofa, and he was talking to Richard Ewart. And while the centenary tournament has been specially organised for obvious reasons, the hope is that it will actually become an annual event.